How is everyone doing?
I'm good, I'm good. How is everybody doing?
Good.
My speaker is too loud, so did you ask me how I'm doing or everybody?
Well, I mean, you and everybody, yeah.
Okay, sure, go ahead, everybody.
doing good here in wherever I am, North Carolina.
that's yeah, all counts, huh?
In God, how about that?
Yeah, good.
Yes, doing well.
Miguel Chazinin, como esta usted, and how you doing?
Salam Fabrizio, I mean Arvaban.
Eunice, is in Turkish, is Jayed good, like it is in Arabic?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I can't ask Niamh if she's Jayed, though.
Yeah. That's one I don't know. How do you say, how are you in Arabic?
You might know.
Shalom. Universal.
You say ahlan wa sahlan.
Nobody knows?
It's that's what it is, to say how are you. Ahlan wa sahlan. It's like hello.
Akramas.
It's ahlan wa ahlan.
Ahlan, okay.
But now on to mission things.
the dead body, the dead, huh? Quickly.
Yeah. So we don't have the news brief to discuss this month. Anyone has any topics? Are things going for everyone?
I actually would like to share something, and I shared it in my contact information, or not my contact information, but my contact report. Is I had been posting a lot of writings of Maitreya from Tho, and sometimes from the news briefs in the Care Too. And they've been really, a lot of them have been really, really well received. And I'm just interested, I really just want some feedback. I'm thinking in the next time that I put my contact report, maybe I could put the names of some of those articles. Maybe I think there's a total of like 42, but maybe I could do like 10 at a time, not to overwhelm anyone. And people that can go to Care Too could go to those articles. You have an opportunity to comment or to send a green star if it's something you really like, and that could kind of boost up, just when there's more response, sometimes there's more people that will even look at the article. So it's an idea. I was just very pleased to see that people are interested. And I'm running out of stuff to post. I'm trying, like I've been posting from essays and supplements and the news briefs. I look for things that I really like, a time to heal from the news brief. That was so well received. I mean, there's so many of them. The new man, the introduction in Tho, O Son of Man, many were. So anyways, any feedback on that?
Yes, that would be fine to add those to your reports. We have we said at one point that what you should not do, Kyoshe, is copy and paste each of those articles into your report, and then say this is what I posted. But adding a link and asking people to go and rate them and give stars—that's great, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be great. And we always want people to collaborate with each other on the social networks. It takes very little time just to click a star. And it might get more people to see it. So,
yeah. and people can put comments, and then you can put the mission's website, which I can't, for some reason, I can't post comments anymore on any of the articles. I don't know why. I used to be able to, but most of you guys, whoever joins CARE 2 and cares to comment on those, you'll be able to make a comment and put the mission's website to direct people there. So, okay.
In other social networking news, I don't know. I think most of you are part of the cause that we have on Facebook. It's called Support the Unification of All Religions and the World. And I believe we're up to about 100 members almost. And so it's growing pretty fast. So that's nice. And just everyone keep up with the social networks, and we'll keep more and more people knowing about the mission. And that'll be great. So.
And do you know, I found out you can actually be... like, you can become a promoter of that cause as well. I kind of fell into that accidentally.
Oh, yeah?
That was pretty cool. Yeah, to where, yeah, it was something different than just joining the cause. It was
good.
Where I could promote it to, yeah, so I don't even remember how I did it, but it happened.
Well, you can, like, recruit your friends, and Maverick is the MVP of our cause. He's got 40 people recruited, so good for him.
Wow.
But,
wow, yes.
But, you know, everyone is helping a lot, so it's great, yeah.
That's something I was going to mention tonight, too, was the cause. I've been sending those of you who are on Facebook requests that you accept me as a friend in the hopes that then I can invite you to the cause. I hope that we all go ahead and join this cause and then invite our friends, whatever friends we have in Facebook, invite them to join the cause and invite them to join others to the cause. And it's beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause. It'd be nice if we could get some donations in there, too.
Here is the link. I just posted in the text that goes straight to the cause if anyone hasn't seen it already. And in case anyone hasn't seen this already, we have a list of on the website of all the social networks that we're a part of. So if anyone wants more places to outreach online, this is the list where we exist. So.
Deb Mill, is that you, Anandamma?
No, that's me. That's
you.
Yeah.
No, I'm on Facebook as Dolores Vogelsang.
Okay.
So I think I sent you a request for friends, Eunice, didn't I? I'm pretty sure.
You probably did, but yeah, I didn't see that.
maybe I better send another one, huh?
I got the one Kyosha sent, so yeah. I'll join.
I sent you a request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't recall. That's great. Good.
So, yeah, great. Wow, 95. Nobody donated, huh?
I tried, and it wouldn't go through. So I'm hoping someone else will try and see if they can get theirs through.
How does these people like join into the cause here? Like, we have 95 people, not many we know from the mission.
And it's very possible that they just see the title, you know, support the unification of all religions in the world, and they support that idea in general without knowing the specifics. But if we can get a cause with thousands of people, it's going to increase our, you know, people will see it, its visibility. So I'm not complaining.
I think most of the people that are on our cause were invited by somebody, like Maverick or whoever.
And then everyone who's a part of the cause, if they're actually into it, they invite their friends. It's just exactly how social networking is supposed to work. It starts with just a few, and then it explodes into many and many and many. Mm. It's exactly what we've been trying to get happening. So, I mean, we're just at 95 right now. But this is why we plant these seeds all over the internet, in the hopes that one of them will sprout and become a broccoli.
Yeah, well, like, probably when the time comes, like, when the, all the dots are like united, when people finally like see, they'll be surprised that it's been here like all this time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, all over the place.
So what do you think? What do you think will come out of Egypt? Will the Egyptian people be free and the new system there? And what do you think?
It looks like it could go both ways. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, historically, once a military regime takes power, and that was sort of a stretched-out coup, they're very reluctant to give it up until, you know, the country stabilizes. So who defines stabilization in Egypt? So I think we might see a military regime in Egypt for at least the next couple of years.
We can take lessons from what happened in Iran, too. It's similar mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it looks like it's spreading. Like I heard Libya and in other states that are protesting.
On the news tonight was Bahrain. So yeah, it's Bahrain. Going all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many revolution did we have? We had for the last 6,000 years.
6,000?
One for each day.
Too many.
Yeah.
And any time it happened, the people who made it, they thought that's it. They will bring the best system ever. Did they succeed?
No, we don't have the pair of Ibras.
Good job, Kirisha.
I just read about it in Pal Talk.
Who told you that?
I think you did, Victoria. Thanks God. I'm actually listening once in a while.
That's pretty good that you knew that. You're not sure that you're listening once in a while.
Oh, you're teasing me, Maitreya. Stop. No,
you're pretty good. You almost been in all our sad songs, so, and a couple of feet from me, actually. Very good.
I ought to know that one for sure.
That's sure. Very good. Yep. So we can see it is happening in Egypt also, and actually when the revolution happened in Iran, I had to go there and was there for a month, and people had the same kind of a feeling that that's it, it's going to bring the greatest system ever, you know, although they kind of copied our system a little bit and implemented with some differences. They're not connected to God 100%. So even their supreme leader doesn't know the eternal divine path. He knows Islam, only 1/7 of the truth. So do you think the revolution in Egypt is going to bring the kingdom?
Not unless they hear about our teaching and go that way.
We will see. I give them a couple of years to see everybody is going to be unhappy again there. I was going to say 6 months, but, well, let's give them a little more time.
Maybe even like six days or 6 weeks. Because, yeah, great, now they throw off the one person, like the president, but the next day the life has to go. What's going to happen? Who's going to take
it? Actually, they're already talking about the army people. They don't really want the democracy because they don't want to let civilian government take over and put them in the number two position, because most of the people in the army, at least at the top, they have their hands in a lot of businesses and making a lot of money in Egypt. And if the civil, you know, government come, they might cut them off, because their business is army, not making money for themselves. So it's already hearing the murmur of the, you know, discontent.
And yeah, like, and this speculations, like, one day, just because of like a news, the oil prices go up. It's all like just to make money, or next day something else happens and something else goes up or down.
It gives them an excuse to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the crowd is just like in the middle of it. People make money, the people that make money anyways, but...
I have a question for all of you. So we were talking about the pair of Ypres. How about the other classes in society? Have you guys noticed them in the conflict that's going on in Egypt? Have you guys thought to look at it from that perspective?
I was thinking about the cyclical nature and how, you know, the Shuja Revolution, that it seems like that's the part that Egypt is in right now, and it's usually very short-lived, and, you know, as Eunice and Maitreya were saying, you know, give them 6 days, 6 weeks, or 6 months, and see what happens.
Yeah, let's see if we can break down the whole situation using the four classes. So, like, where are the Shudras right now?
On the street?
Square, yeah. Out of jobs.
So do you think most of the protesters were Shudras? The ones doing the looting and very angry and trying to figure out a way to get a better life for themselves, get out of poverty? Mostly the Shudras, huh?
It probably started with the intellectuals, but eventually brought all the Shudras in.
Well, where are the Kshatriyas? Where are they?
They're holding the guns.
So they were the police force and the army, huh? And nothing really happened until the police force and the army got involved, really. I mean, the Shudras yelled a lot, and they began the movement going. But until the Kshatriyas got involved and actually had the force to bring it back up, it really didn't move forward. And once the army threw their weight behind it, is what happened, is when things started moving. And, yeah, where are the Vipers? Where are the intellectuals? The Vipers?
And the Kshatriyas are in charge now, by the
That's
way.
That's right. Firmly in charge, yeah. The military is completely in charge, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the Vipers?
Well, I think they're part of it, too, because they're the ones shouting for freedom and the democracy and everything, because Vipers very much believe in that. And so I think they're probably there with the Shudras, at least somewhat. Well,
most of them probably, or the Vipras that are doing something are probably behind the doors, working out some deals.
are there some leaders in the revolution that have emerged that you could possibly call Vipras?
Oh yeah, like the Facebook. Somebody on Google and Facebook.
Executive. How about Al-Baradei? Is he a Vipra?
Definitely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Were you going to say, where are the Vices? In Morocco? Is that what you're going to say? In Morocco? They took their money and left.
I mean, of course, just like everything else, it's never black and white. It's an incredibly complex situation. There are Vipers and Vices and Kshatriyas and Shudras all over the place. Yeah. But there were some general trends that were very interesting. It was like an amazing just like force of a Shudra revolution. And there was looting and pillaging and just like sort of chaotic. And then that lasted until the army sort of, you know, stepped in and took a side. And that's kind of like the Katrian era. And now the Vipers are going to start emerging and debating and creating the Constitution. You know, like, yes, it's a military committee, but I guarantee that a lot of those people are probably Vipers or have Viper abilities or are creating Viper abilities in order for it to be able to do that. And the Vaishyas were in power in the beginning. That's why people were so impoverished and so unhappy. Mm. And pretty soon they will be back in power, just like Maitreya said. Mm-hmm. So, like that's a very, very... not very deep look at the situation. It's much more complex than that. But, I mean, there's the cycle right there. It happened right before our eyes in 2 weeks, kind of. So, yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. And,
Well, I was going to say, so eventually we know what's going to happen. The Vaishyas are going to take over, mm-hmm. cut the deals, make money, set someone else up, maybe.
Hmm. And I was just going to say, it's such a different thing to look at this in the light of having learned Maitreya's teachings. I mean, it's so different from, you know, what people out there might be thinking or seeing, you know, with having this background.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to see what the Anandamarga forums are saying about it right now. They also have an insight into this that no one else does, you know. They're probably saying some similar things to we are. If we could just get them to get with Maitreya, they'd be such a great asset. But
it will happen.
Yeah. And just like in the teachings, it says, like, the revolution won't work because, you know, they're missing, the Paravipras are not there, the system is not there, and so... people again will suffer and they get frustrated, and then the next time it will be even maybe harsher.
You know, and I wonder too, because it talks about in the transition of things that sometimes the Kshatriyas will have to come in and help to distribute the wealth, and I'm wondering if there's any picture. I'd kind of like to see that in a little more depth, what that might look like. How would the Kshatriyas go about that and make it seem okay, you know? How would that be okay with society? I understand that it could need to be done and they would need to do it, but I'm just trying to picture a little more detail with that. Because that's what it says in Tho. It talks about that might be a possibility. They might not need to, but then there are times they might need to redistribute the wealth to help society move to the next level.
That is where U.S. is at.
Yes.
But they didn't do it.
Yeah, let's bring the question to another level. First, the Kshatriyas were in power in Egypt for 30 years. Is 30 years a long time? As we said, you know, when the revolution started, they revolted against the king and they took over, but they didn't last more than 30 years. And now intellectuals are saying, no, we don't want the army. They want to replace the army with the intellectuals. And the intellectuals are asking for democracy. Is the democracy ultimate system?
No.
No.
Why not?
No. Because ours is.
No explanation, no. That's the way it is.
It fulfills, well, you know, all the signs are there. We don't have to, we know that.
Why not? What is wrong with democracy?
It's not necessarily connected to God as the base and communities of people working together and having a facilitating body or elder body. It just is missing too many components, as we've been reading in Tho recently.
There are absolute laws that cannot be discussed or decided upon.
That's good, too. That everybody has to be educated, very educated, to really, you know, and that's not the case in all societies. I know that's one of the components. I don't remember all of them. high level of literacy. That was it.
And perhaps democracy works in a level of a very small group of people, like in a community. That's kind of democracy with a small group of people. But when you have a large group of people, it doesn't work, where you just vote when you don't even know the person.
Yeah. Does anybody know the effect of the group on individuals?
I don't think you can be human without knowing that. It affects us every day.
They become like sheep. One of them jumps, everybody else jumps.
Actually, that's a great example of lessons you can learn from animals. If you walk through the chicken coop, if you walk through like a bunch of chickens, they're all calm. They're all calm. But if one of them gets scared enough to jump and fly and like scream, they all suddenly are jumping and flying and screaming because they just assume that there's something dangerous because they heard the alarm.
You can learn that at the hospital too.
What happens in hospital?
Just kidding. All the older people, if one starts screaming, they all start screaming.
Yeah, that's why our system is democratic in the bottom, in the communist of light, which the number is so small that the democracy can easily be implemented. But that they choose the basic leader in the very bottom, later on it ends up to the people that are connected to the God, and they bring the energy to the system. So in democratic thing, the people that start following, accepting things which is not godly, and because majority wants it, it's okay. But in our system, no matter what majority wants, if it is not godly, the head which is connected says, no, sorry, that's not godly. So that's why the democratic systems eventually, usually actually end up in a dictatorship. All through history.
And that kind of answers my question, because in a system where especially the people higher up are so godly, then the use of the Katriyas, if it's needed a little bit to move the progress of society forward and distribute the money, will be tolerated. Whereas in a system where things aren't so godly, even if you have a democracy, it may not be tolerated. Am I seeing that correctly?
Well, if you have a Paravipra at the top, which have a 3-4 billion put aside for himself, then that's not the Paravipra.
Right. So it does answer all this.
I mean, consider this, Kiyosha. We're living in a kingdom of heaven, and, well, this is a little, probably we wouldn't have an oil company like BP in a kingdom of heaven, but let's say we do. And BP suddenly blows an oil, an oil place in the Gulf, and leaks billions of dollars worth, leaks all this oil. It takes months to clean up. There's billions of dollars worth of damages. And the Paravipas decree that BP should pay all of it. And BP says, no. How are you going to get that money distributed fairly? Are you just going to say, please? Or are you going to send some policemen with guns? That's the way I would see it.
But you're going to kill me. The thing is, in our system, we're supposed to be using clean energy, not stuff that can destroy the earth.
That's why I said, bear with me. This probably wouldn't actually happen.
It's a hypothetical.
Very hypothetical. You're absolutely right. Yeah. If in the kingdom of heaven, hopefully that would never, ever be possible.
Right. So say the question again, the last part.
The question is...
No, I'm sorry. I was stuck on the clean energy.
Sure, of course, yeah. Because the question is basically, if BP was... If the Paravipras, or the head of society, decreed that BP should pay for all of the damages, and BP says no, what are you going to do? And, the idea is you would send the Katriyas with guns and take it from them and distribute it fairly. So that's an example I could see. where that would be
society,
a fair use.
Society is going to support that, too, because it's mm-hmm. the right thing to do.
Exactly.
Of course, they can sue VP, I mean, but VP, and if they won and they still they wouldn't do it, then they probably, of course, they will be forced, yeah. We give them the time to defend themselves, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, what you're saying, and this is true throughout history, is that any governing power, no matter how benign it is, has to eventually, or benevolent, has to eventually resort to force of some form to get the mass of people to follow its directives, especially when that government starts becoming popular. And the only recourse for the people is to also resort to force to get the government to change. So, I mean, that's been the lesson of history. It's always one group fighting another. And I don't think
nature
will change.
But actually, and though it says that it could resort to force, it doesn't say it has to. So there's also a very good chance that, you know, as Maitreya was explaining, and again, the leaders being connected to God, that there may not be any need to resort to any force. But we haven't really seen this come about, you know. I mean, I guess it hasn't been on Earth for 12,000 years anyways. So we may not need to resort to force. Actually, hopefully not. I guess force would be the last resort. I don't know. That's my thoughts on that.
If you study the kingdom part of the mission, teaching Ribuizo, you will see there is a psychological movement that it can happen smoothly in the ideal situation. According to the teaching, actually, you don't need to resort to force at all, because Paraviprasa predict and see what is the next psychological movement is coming, and they smooth the transition to the next level without revolution, but an evolutionary process. So if you study the teaching, you will see that it's been true all through history, but not according to our teaching. According to our teaching, if we create the kingdom, eventually it's going to be evolutionary, not revolutionary at all.
Right. Well, the reality of the teaching is in the future. And I was speaking about the reality of the past.
Past, exactly. And also,
which,
if you...
I have not been working that way.
Yeah, no. Because, if you studied the map, the master plan to planet Earth, in the very beginning it explains that humans usually not all well educated, they are not ready to engage themselves with the social and political and economical situations. And a fourth condition is necessary for the real democracy to work. And one of the reasons people revolt, they reach a point they are so depressed and oppressed that they eventually start listening to the situation they are in, and they don't like it, that's why they revolt. And they are not afraid of anything because they don't have anything to lose. So. But in our system, it doesn't have to get to that point. Before it gets to that point, Paraviprasa see that it's going toward the revolution or destruction, and they smooth the way out to the next level. So in our system, eventually, actually, even the periods become very short-lived, and eventually, ideally, reach a point that it goes smoothly by itself. So it's a system different than human system. It's God's system. It works.
I was just thinking, if there were Paraviprasa in the Egypt area, I don't think actually the people, the consciousness that they have now, that they would even identify them or want them as leaders. So it sounds like the community has to be very realized also at the same time to realize who are the Paraviprasa and who should be the leaders.
You know, for example, if the Paravipras were in charge, by the time, Hosni Mubarak start, giving powers to his own family and friends and army and all that. Mahavira said, no, you can't do that. You know, of course, in our system, Mubarak probably wouldn't even get close with the power. So power.
I mean, the base of all human problems is ego, or 99% of human problems is ego. That's one of the core components of Maitreya's teachings. And one of the problems that has always fascinated me about the current systems of government is the intellectuals always try to figure out how to create a system of government that will protect everyone without changing individuals at all, or without focusing on the fact that individuals have to change themselves. They try to create checks and balances so that corrupt people will keep other corrupt people from doing bad things, kind of. You know, there is never any consideration for the fact that people have to change within in order to have a just society, and that no matter how many rules the intellectuals create for a government, it won't work if the people inside are corrupt. I've always noticed that. They always try to do all these complicated things to try to keep it from going bad, even if the people are bad. It's just not going to work. Excuse me. So that's why this system is so different, and that's why we're expecting the future to be completely different than the past, like absolutely different in almost every way, is that it focuses on the internal struggle and the overcoming as well, and that people are not corrupt as they were. Otherwise, it'll never work. Even Maitreya's system is going to, you know, it's prophesized that it'll go down after 1,000 years, and that's what happens when the people get corrupt again. Even our system will fail with corrupt people.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
And then even the elects have 1,000 years to develop, too, so that just shows how much, you know, the possibility of you know, how the elects or Paravipras have to work on themselves to overcome, you know, all prejudices and corruptivity within. So, I mean, I don't know, I guess. Thank you.
You were going to say something, Sariji, huh?
Well, as Nora was talking, I was just thinking that, yes, all those systems developed by the intellectuals, but they forgot one very important aspect, and that's God. They leave that out.
Yep. Actually, they have put God in every level of their life and system and organizations and community. And actually, I was listening to the radio. This talk show person, you know, believes that, you know, even Republicans shouldn't, you know, concentrate on social issue because the most important is job, job, job. So they should not oppose anything, you know, they believe as Christian, you know, and they should not even bring those things up because they should concentrate on a job. And I'm thinking, hey, you are selling your soul to gain the world. Mm-hmm. That's not a good bargain, you know. And therefore, you know, just everybody should realize is God's way is the only way it works. And if they put God out, no matter how prosperous they might think, if God decided to take it away, he easily can, no matter what you do. God is first in every situation.
And we must never forget that we're pioneers, and the life of the pioneer is usually the hardest, but we can't forget that, you know. That God is number one.
I'm into that.
I'm into you.
I'm into God. Yeah. It's the new heaven and new earth. It's not taking away, taking from other people and putting it together and coming a good idea. It is changing the whole earth. You knew heaven, a new, you know, teaching, and new earth, a new system. And they go hand in hand.
New man, huh?
New man, exactly. That's why we are looking for elect, for Paraviparas. How many is Paravipra here in this room?
Here's a hint, it's a trick question.
You're doing that noise?
Hmm?
I hear some noise, clicky, clicky, clicky. Is that what it was doing, saying?
It sounded like a...
No, never mind. Yeah,
sounded like a bongo or something.
Well, it definitely looks like I have no choice but to become a Paravipra. God doesn't allow.
Well, I guess there is two choices, go to hell or become a Paravipra.
You said it better. Who gives us no choice?
Yep. Especially after knowing the teaching and being in the mission for a while, it's really hard to believe that you're going to choose the other one.
Yeah.
That explains why Maitreya, when you asked Sarah to marry you, she said, "Do I have a choice?" And you said, "No."
No.
It just makes sense.
Because I already know she's a Paravipra.
Right.
Oh, my golly.
She'll never admit it.
Maybe in 1,000 years.
But yeah, without knowing the teachings, it's I understand people get too lost though, like in these times.
Sure.
But yeah, but knowing the teachings put the responsibility on their shoulders, yeah. And then follow the teachings, become not be the doer.
Even Christ said the same thing. He said, you know, do the work and glorify God. The same thing. You are not the doer. God is the doer. Mm-hmm. If Muhammad said the same thing, that you didn't throw the clapper, but the spear, God did. Because His Spirit is through us. Mm-hmm. But anyway, enough of heavier stuff. Go ahead. Go back to you.
No, let's go heavier. Come on.
Really? Okay.
We'll get our work out here.
Come on, Nur, don't you have any more questions?
Eunice, do you have anything to say? There's a question for you.
No, thank you. I'm friendly.
That's funny.
Eunice is trying to take care of 200 people who are coming to his center.
Yeah, I do 5 yoga classes each day.
You do?
Wow.
My feet are not touching the ground anymore.
That's great.
Wow. You got to teach me this yoga where you don't touch the ground then.
Yeah, so you're saying you do 5 yoga classes a day and you bought a hovercraft? That's amazing.
Well, he teaches the yoga in hovercraft.
Oh.
There you go.
It'll be fascinating to see some country along the way here is going to have this revolution, and then they're going to ask Maitreya to come and show them the way, just like Medina did. It'll happen.
Medina. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful thought. What a blessing for that country.
Yeah.
And those people.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath, though.
Might not even be this lifetime.
might not be this lifetime, no. Mm-hmm. Might not.
Yeah.
But tell me, how does the concept of a universal worldwide religion tie in with the concept of the New World Order that George Bush Sr. was so intent on advocating during his term?
Anybody has that question, answer to that question? There's a movement by George Bush and some other people that bring a new world order, according to many people, and conspiracy theorists and all that. The question is, what, how that, you know, is related to our teaching or similar or difference or what, right?
Something like that, because the proponents of the New World Order also claim that there has to be a one world religion to tie in with the one world government, which will be led by people who are prepared to lead and have the interests of the common people at heart. But also tied in with that is a projection that the world population has to be reduced by about 90%. Because there's just too many people to govern, and there's too many, as they call them, useless eaters. They're taking up space, using up resources, and not contributing.
What is the religion will be?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of religions trying for the spot, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. You said the population has to be reduced by 90%? Did I hear that right?
Yes.
95%.
Wow. Wow.
That's even more than two-thirds.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's at least 10% left.
Well, actually, God says only two-thirds, mm-hmm. which means, mm-hmm. what, 66%?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was probably before the latest census figures.
Yeah, anybody have an answer for Ibrizo's question?
I don't know enough about Bush's teaching of the New World Order.
Well, I didn't mean to say it was Bush's teaching. This concept has been around for a couple hundred years at least.
Okay.
Bush was the first politician, other than Ronald Reagan making some allusions to it, but Bush was the first one that came out in a speech saying that, you know, we're trying to help create a New World Order. He used the term New World Order repeatedly during his speeches. It was all backroom type discussions.
So what did he mean by that? What probably he meant that it was a strong Christian, probably the religion would be Christianity?
Yeah, and then the of course the Muslims believe that Islam is, you have a religion that's closely tied with God and state being connected. Where in Western politics, church and state are supposed to be separated. But, like I say, all the major religions think that they should be the one that is the religion of choice for this new world order.
Mm-hmm. In fact, many of those theories claim that the Masons are behind all this and are kind of directing the world at this point. Mm-hmm. And maybe it sounds like what you're saying is one, or what these theorists are saying are they are trying to use God's God's teachings in a way that they can hold on to their own understanding and the ways and they still go on with the current system. I think in the teachings, it's a new order of the ages that will bring the kingdom of the heaven on earth, and it's definitely not what they meant in their theories or the conspiracy theories.
Well, no, I agree, with what is being taught in the mission that the method of governance that's proposed here is the preferred way to go. But the power brokers in the world probably don't want to sacrifice and be part of the community and just do their share and get their share. So we have to deal with the people who are in power and doing everything they can to stay in power, which is why I don't believe the military in Egypt is going to give up their control of the country to a election until things settle down. And they'll be the ones that decide when things are settled down. Just like the 9/11 laws that were passed in this country to prevent acts of terrorism. Hasn't been an act of terrorism in this country for quite a while, but we still have the oppressive, repressive laws I don't want to get into the whole 9/11 controversy because there's still some unanswered questions there. But what I'm getting at is the course of history, whether it's controlled by the Masons or some other power group that controls the Masons even, it's under their control. And people do not give up power once they get power, or once a group gets power, they don't just say, well, we've had enough of our power, now we're going to turn it over to somebody else. That's never happened other than by forceful overthrow, as we discussed earlier.
Well, what was the base of their philosophy? The base of their philosophy is on business. They feel if we have a one world unified under their ideology, the business is going to prosper and they don't have all these laws and barriers that other country put in front of them. So it's good for business. So this new world order that Bush was talking about is very much based on that idea. So again, is a man-made based on greed and creation of a system that helps them as the elite. So what's going to happen if they create such a system? Eventually the elite become richer and the people who don't have any become bigger number, and we will have another, not Egypt, but a revolution in the whole through, all through the earth. Because we know greed doesn't have any limit. If they have the whole earth under power, they will use it for, you know, become even richer and bigger and more powerful. So, and their system is going to work to a one period of time, according to our teaching. And when that period is finished, there is going to be a revolution, not in a country, but in the whole earth. So their system is not going to work. So what's that noise somebody making? And therefore, what they're saying is, again, man-made. It's not prophesied to come. It is not said that Bush is going to fulfill the prophecy and bring the answer to humanity the way that God has intended for humanity to live and to be. I have looked at our teachings in any way you look at it. If you really know the teaching, you will see the answer is given for any problem, any situation on earth. And the greatest system is not locked into one ideology or idea, but it is flexible enough to adjust itself during the history and in a period of time. And the base of it is based on the good people, that they have meditated and progressed and not greedy, and they realize all the power comes from God, but not them. And therefore, not only they believe in that, they know it. And therefore, they do not crave to have power and enslave others for their own glorification. And therefore, it is a new, as I said, heaven and earth. It's a new way of start thinking and realizing and becoming with, in a way that you can manifest in our communities of light, you can bring the system, you can choose the people that they will be aware enough to see where each society is at, and they know it. If they don't bring the next level, there's going to be a revolution, there's going to be a destruction, the people are going to raise up, you know. It has been happening in the last 6,000 years again and again and again, and it still is happening, and each time it happens, everyone says, oh, that's great. We're going to have everything we want. We are free. We are proud. These people was yelling, I am proud to be an Egypt. And I'm thinking, you're not Egyptian, or I'm proud to be Egyptian. you're not Egyptian, you are this child of God. And if people expand their consciousness to that point that they realize they are not American or Egyptian or Turkish or Persian or Hindu or whatever, you are the child of God, then you can create a system worldwide that everybody realizes they are here under one God, and this is a system that is going to work because the people who emerge are going to come from the communities, which they're going to be proven that they are not power hungry, but they are for the good of people, and they are chosen democratically from the base. And that is actually when the concept of, you know, people from, you know, the government by the people for the people will emerge. So you can see, actually, our teaching is giving the greater truth of what the revolution of America is one based on, that the people should have power. People don't have power anymore, even in this country. Everybody knows that by now, that it is the lobbyists and businessmen that have the power. You know, and even here in this country, they're losing power every day, as you said. The Patriotic Act, you know, is taking the power away from you daily. And so you can see, it doesn't matter, even the greatest system ever was created by man, which created the U.S., of course it was with the grace of God, is falling apart. So there's no system, no one on earth knows. And you say, what about these powerful people on earth? Have you heard about the Babylon the Great is falling? They will fall. They have no choice. So that's what the tribulation and destruction is coming to humanity, and the only alternative and the way to fix it is this revelation, because it's been prophesied to come. It's not based on greed and business. It is not based on idea of a politician who think he is God. It's based on God who choose his vessel to bring it to humanity. And I looked at it in any way, as I said, it solved the problem on earth. So the next step is to know what it is in a depth. And that's why I'm here. Come here and talk about it. Let's talk about it. And eventually take their steps. Say, oh, yeah, okay. It makes sense. Then let us get together and create it. And that is the part I'm seeing people having a hard time, just saying, okay, let's get together and do it. And this is okay with me. But it has the answer, yeah. I hope that answered your question.
Yes. I'd like to add just a couple more comments, and then I'll back off here. Number one, the United States, originally the founders, the founding fathers, as we like to call them, 70% of them were Masons. George Washington was a very high-level Mason. And even the city of Washington, D.C. was designed with a number of Masonic symbols built into the street plan.
Absolutely.
But going forward, yes, there will be a great destruction coming, but it won't be man-made. There is a great destruction heading our way now through the universe, and the planet will be washed clean, as they say. So I think it's time for us to really get serious on building communities and not being concerned about saving the world, because the world is going to be washed clean, and small groups of people might survive. And if those small groups are following the community of light concepts and the mission teachings of governance, this force that's coming our way will allow those groups to survive and prosper and restart things in a different direction. Now, I've taken definite steps, and I've talked about in the past about, you know, why don't we have communities of light started already? What's holding us up? Tomorrow, I found a great deal on a motorhome. So I'm purchasing it's an old motorhome. It's 25 years old, but it's in great shape, and I'm getting it for a really, really, really good price. So I will have a place to live if I get to New Mexico. So my housing problem is resolved. I just need a place to park the motorhome. And I'm still hoping that we can get five or six people together to say, hey, let's just do it and work out the problems as we go along. Let's not wait until everything is perfect and all is in readiness. Let's just take a chance and do it. That's where I'm at. End of my message.
Yeah, what happened to Brad and Paul and all those guys that you're talking about doing this together? I haven't heard anything for the last 2 weeks and from any of you, anybody that were talking about this.
I talk about it, think about it all the time. I mean, it's primary in my whole plan for the future. I have not given up. I'm moving forward, and I'm doing what I have to do. And things are falling into my lap. I found this motorhome just by chance. I was actually looking for something else in Craigslist. And up pops this motorhome, and that was the last thing I was thinking of. And all of a sudden, it just started. Everything just started clicking. I called the guy who was selling it. He said three or four people came to look at it already, but they're waiting for their tax refund. And I'm going to go see it tomorrow, and if it's right, I'm buying it.
Great, great.
Then that will lead me. And I have this belief that each step in my personal life has been shown to me when I've been ready for it. And I'm ready for this one, and it's now it's been presented to me. And I'll see what the next step is.
I have another news for you. We just find a land here. It shouldn't have an acre and has a house in it, and it is in a fantastic portion close to a lot of centers for $130,000. The house is two-bedroom house. And if some people in the mission get together, actually I'm sure you guys can probably park RV all over the place and nobody cares if you do, because it's in the middle of almost in the middle of the New Mexico. So that's another thing you can talk with Brad and Paul and other people that are interested, that might be interested. But that's great that you have that. We are going to bring it and live in when if you move to New Mexico.
The house thing is interesting. Of course, I'd have to break my other piggy bank to get that one. But I don't think that's got more than a few nickels in it. When am I coming to New Mexico? When it's shown
to
me?
I'm not saying when. I'm saying if you came to New Mexico.
Well, I'm saying when. And for me, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. I will be there. And I will be there when it's revealed to me that it's time for me to be there.
Okay. Where are we going to put the mobile home? Are you going to go to a park or are you looking to buy land or what?
No, I don't want to buy land. Can't buy land. But all that stuff will also be revealed to me. I do let God control my life. I don't make those decisions. I put myself in a position to be guided, and I follow the guidance knowing that at the next step there will be another piece of guidance if I just stay open to it. So I'm not worried about the details of the plan. I just know where I'm headed.
Yeah, it's good. Got good policy, but also it's good to, think, what's the best way to do in every situation and have some ideas at least, what can we do. But, of course, it always, those who are being guided will be guided to where they're supposed to go. So, you can see, everybody have to realize this is the answer and that's the way it's going to happen and come together and take care of their physiological and safety need. One of the problems I can see a lot of people having at this time is this, physiological and safety need. And I wish a mission had enough money to buy and create dormitories and create a cheaper place to live and provide nice, organic, fresh, local food for the people, and they come and they don't have to worry about the physiological safety needs whatsoever. But that means everybody have to pay their tithes, and many, not only those on the mission, but hundreds and thousands of people send, finances so we can buy land, we can create, dormitories and all that. So everything is going to happen in time, but this is the answer to all the longing of human. And our teaching and unity of world is not the same as what Bush and those people are talking about. And also a lot of ideas I heard tonight sound like some people are really listening to Coast AM because these are the ideas Mr. Nuri is spreading all over the place. All right, I'm done.
And another thing is, like, I believe, or maybe it's obvious this time, is God is very protective. Like, if you still have your own ideas and not really have that struggle inside truly, or maybe not clean enough, it, things just don't happen.
Exactly.
It doesn't just let people, yeah, probably like mix with the pure teachings or pure environment.
That's right. That's right. You have to put God
so
first.
Maybe that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting what you just said, that there's a land opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because this week I got an offer to my parents decided maybe they can donate something to the online in Izmir.
Mm-hmm.
They found like a three. In fact, I found. That's, and I was talking about it, but and there's a 3.3 acres land with 300 olive trees in it.
Mm.
Also, a small, maybe like a not a house, but you know, people that were used to looking at the trees were staying in close to Izmir. Probably half an hour drive.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's amazing now. There is a land opportunity there.
I tell you this, if you create a place mm-hmm. for me in Turkey, I come and spend some time there a year.
Mm.
Consider that done.
Sure. Let me know when you got it.
I'll send the you know the plane tickets.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe on this side we could start a vinegar farm and.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll have the salads over here. Salads. The lettuce. Put the olives on the lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have some chickens. So. It's not related, but I will.
I think you're going to become
an expert
in cooking. Well, our cookie maker didn't come to this year, this month.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe. Too much cookie is not good for you.
or for your computer. Sorry.
That is actually pretty funny.
You know,
that is.
You know, I was thinking, it's interesting that Arvon was talking about, you know, at some point heading in that direction to New Mexico, and of course you guys know that I'm going to be heading in that direction as soon as I have the opportunity to sell my place, and the possibility of Brad also heading in that direction. If everything converges as is possible, that would be neat. It could be a really good timing if, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all works out.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But no matter what, Masons or no Masons or now or later or anything like that, we have the prophet and we have the prophecies. And
that's right.
God controls the Masons too. You know, God controls the aliens too. God controls Bush too. So
that's right.
Whatever power they may have now, it will not last in the face of this if we accept the prophecies as true, which we do. So
all thanks to God for that.
That is our salvation, no matter how. I mean, consider like, all right, you're living in 3 BC, right? No, not that. You're living 3 years. All right, let's. You're living when Christ is 30 years old, right? And someone sits you down and tells you that in 3 years he will be crucified by a prophet, and in 100 years the religion will be one of the biggest in the world. You're going to think he's crazy, you know? It's the same here.
Yeah, exactly.
It may be difficult to imagine what's going to happen in the future.
That's a great analogy.
What about Noah's Ark, you know? They thought mm-hmm. Noah was so crazy that the world was going to be covered with water mm-hmm. and building an ark. Yeah,
so it may seem crazy. You know, yes, in the past, the governments never worked. Yes, it always led to violence. Yes, there was always mm-hmm. corruption. But we have assurance that it will be different. And no matter how crazy it sounds, it will happen. So.
It doesn't sound crazy, by the way. Thanks, God.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like this is a great point to end this month's meeting. Anyone else has any comments?
I think the only crazy just needs to be crazy for God. So pray for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the olives.
Oh, Eunice.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, if you don't get that property, you're going to make a lot of people disappointed now.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll love them too.
Get it.
All of them too.
All of them.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty bad.
That's really good, Keisha.
Yeah, God knows if it's God's will, maybe, yeah.
Exactly.
Manifest.
That's right.
That's
right.
Fascinating because you're talking about 3 acres and we're talking about 3 acres. That's really interesting.
In fact, it's called 13, what is it called? Dönüm. Dönüm is what it is in Turkish, like 13,000 meter squares.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's around like 3.3 acres.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's not very close to the sea, but it still has the wheel. It's on top, I guess. I haven't taken a look at it yet. I've seen it on the internet.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm planning on seeing it like probably in a couple days. Yeah.
Mm, great.
I'm looking forward to my airplane ticket.
Yeah, that will be something to celebrate, at least for me.
The only thing might prevent me coming is that search that they do in the airports.
Mm.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, you probably don't have a belt.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, God knows. So yeah.
Sure.
Then I guess thanks God for this great meeting again, and we'll see you all next month.
All right, shalom.
Be with God.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom. Shalom. Have a good month.
Shalom.